Earn it, save it, give it, grow it. 5-year-old Christian is a wide-eyed, inquisitive child learning financial lessons from his daddy as they shop for a birthday gift for mommy in the children's book, Christian and Daddy Go Shopping. We are talking today with the author, Stanley Steps. He is founder and CEO of Financial Literacy Partners of America, and also of an initiative called Money Smart Kids. Welcome, Stanley, and tell us about Money Smart Kids.
Well, Vinta, first of all, thank you for having me on the show. It's such a pleasure to talk about financial literacy and, of course, Money Smart Kids, an initiative that we started a little over 2 years ago. And it all began with the book Christian and Daddy Go Shopping. My background actually for several years, more than a decade now, goes back to providing financial literacy as well as financial planning and advising for clients. Mm-hmm. And I was really inspired to start sharing information about not just money with kids, but also entrepreneurship and how they can utilize both to really pursue their dream. Mm. And I was inspired after working with our local communities and schools of Kalamazoo. They had reached out to me to create a 6-week after-school program to assist with some of their enrichment programming. And we started working with the kids, and I really enjoyed it. You know, we had a lot of fun with that, but I didn't have much endurance as far as being in a classroom every day.
Yeah.
And so my heart has always been to reach as many young people as possible, and so I just was really inspired to do that in the form of a book.
Mm.
And so it was actually October of 2011 that I sat down. I shared it with my wife, who at the time was an 8th grade English teacher. And I said, you know, I think I should write a children's book. And she gave me that look of, honey, I believe you can do it, but at the same time, that's a lot of work. And after about an hour, I gave her my laptop and I said, what do you think? And she looked at me and said, I know you did not just write a story in 1 hour.
Well, yeah, in 1 hour, Stanley, all us writers out here are squealing.
Well, and that's something I think, too, you know, that I encourage a lot of people is, you know, a lot of us worry about the how so often that we're paralyzed and don't actually move forward and take action. And I've kind of never modeled that pattern in my life. I've always been a, let's just do it and we'll figure out as we go.
Yeah.
And that took some time. So we wrote the first draft in October 2011, and after a grueling experience, I enjoyed it. It was a lot of work. We published in July of 2012, Christian and Daddy Go Shopping.
Okay. And when we're talking about a children's book, what kind of an age group are we referring to here?
Well, initially with the book, I wanted to focus on that K through 3rd grade age range. And you look at the concepts within the book, the federal government, actually, President Obama had put out basically his guidelines of about 20 different things that kids grades K through 12th grade should know. And mm-hmm. So I kind of wrote my story along to that to kind of fulfill those requirements of what is money, what is a want, what is a need, comparison shopping, talking about taxes. So that fit within the age range. However, we found that, you know, an illustrated storybook has appealed to even, you know, kids in upper grade, upper elementary, and even middle school. And I've gotten some jokes from some parents, and I know some other adults that need to read this story as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What about those kids that grow up and return to live at home again?
I'm not going to get into that. I might bring up some sore feelings with the parents.
Yeah. And what kind of feedback have you been getting so far, both from children and from maybe teachers, parents?
You know, it's really been great because what I feel the book being out there has done is it's provided another resource to get the conversation started about finances, about entrepreneurship. But it's not a be-all and end-all. That's not what I was aiming for. I just wanted something that would really inspire individuals to have the conversation. And so when you look at a children's book, mm-hmm. where, you know, I think most parents could certainly relate to reading their child a story every night. Well, why not a story about how to manage your money well? And I've gotten a lot of feedback from people saying it prompted their children to ask a ton more questions. And so I feel that I've accomplished exactly what I set out to with the book, is getting kids asking questions and putting parents in a position, or grandparents in a position, where they're now more aware of, oh, well, you know what? And as I'm pumping my gas, let me talk to my child about how much this costs. When we go into the store, instead of just saying, I don't have enough, well, let's explain what we do need our money for.
Mm-hmm. And
so I've gotten a lot of stories like that from different parents that have read the book, and even kids. You know, I'm, as far as my local community, I'm the money smart kid guy. Which is neat. You know, I think we've done a good job of making money and learning about it fun and cool for kids.
Okay. And is it true that this is the first of a series? Do you have more books in the works?
Indeed, we do. So this is the first, Christian and Daddy Go Shopping, which myself and my son as the primary characters. But we are looking to produce another title. It's called Layla's Doggy Daycare.
Uh-huh.
And Layla is actually a family friend. I did a Money Smart Kids presentation at her school. And Layla's one of those self-starting, bright-eyed young ladies. And she went home to her parents and told her parents, I want to get a dog. Mm-hmm. And they said, we're not ready for you to get a dog. It's an awful financially. It's something we can't afford for you. And so Layla said, well, what if I started my own business? And then I could show responsibility through my business with babysitting dogs, and I can earn money to buy my own dog. And so Layla did just that. And she is now a proud dog owner. She's got several clients. And we want to share her story. Actually, her mom at the time was a fourth grade elementary teacher at my alma mater, Northeastern Elementary in Kalamazoo.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote the story. And so we're looking at publishing Layla's story, you know, utilizing Kenji and his artistic ability to bring that to life. And we have another project that we're looking at doing that teaches kids about the economy. So we have a young lady that we're looking to stage an actual conversation that she would have with the Chicago Federal Reserve Bank, and then we would write the story from her actual experiences and turn that into a children's book.
All right. And you yourself, Stanley, you started your own Money Smart education at what, age 9?
9 years old, yeah. I grew up on Kalamazoo's east side, and I was, again, a third grader at Northeastern Elementary. And I do not recall where I got the idea, because at that age, I actually wanted to be a doctor.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've always been enterprising, and, you know, just was kind of tired of asking my peers for money. They were willing to give it, but I wanted to have my own to deal with. And we had a school store we were allowed to shop at every day. So my parents came. I think I had a couple bucks on me. And they had these really cool pencils that had all the NFL and Major League Baseball teams on them and basketball teams. And I said, you know, I think I could resell these. Because, you know, other kids are doing, you know, Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts are selling products. I wasn't involved in those programs. I said, I think I could upsell these pencils. So I bought each 15 cents, created an order form that I hand wrote, mm-hmm. and went to church and started hitting up parents for some sales, and did pretty good that first day.
So how did you become a financial advisor? Because you're a financial advisor to adults as well as children, and that's mm-hmm. that's your business. What does that involve? How do you become a financial advisor?
Well, I think my role to get into the world of finance is pretty different, you know, one that not many people take. And, you know, my desire my entire life has been about trying to inspire, motivate, empower, and educate people. And, you know, when I was younger, you know, in high school, I thought that I was really going to be in the area of, like, business, on my own business or doing something along those lines. And I had a financial advisor, a very good friend of mine to this day, by the name of Warren Fritz. Mm-hmm. And he came to my school my junior year. It was kind of like one of our home ec classes or career day.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't present that day, but I guess I maybe stuck out to my teacher. And so he had shared with her he was looking for a student employee, not an internship, but an actual student, but to be a part-time employee. And when I turned up to school the next day, said, we had this advisor come in. He's a family friend. He's looking for an employee. And Stanley, I think this will be a great opportunity for you. And, you know, at that time, I didn't see it for the great opportunity it was. For me, it was, here's another way for me to get some money and at least pay for my gas. I just got in the car that year.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in, I interviewed with Warren. I got accepted for the position. And it sounds glamorous, but really I was doing grunt work. I was filing, typing, shredding, at later on answering calls. And I think Warren and his partner saw something in me. And so at age 19, they had asked me, how would you like to get licensed as an advisor and partner with them? And I initially turned them down. I had created a board game when I was in high school that would teach players how to start their own business.
Yeah.
And I thought I could, you know, make a mark with that game and inspire people. And then I had some success, but ultimately I had a lot of stuff going on with school and everything else. So it took me a year to really look at that opportunity that they presented to me. And you know what? Dealing with finances, this is another area in which I can inspire and empower people. And I got serious about it, and I passed my exam before I turned 21, which, you know, on my first try. This was a six-hour exam, and it was pretty serious, but I was able to pass that and start working with Raymond James Financial Services at the time.
All right. And at what age should we start talking to our children or grandchildren about money? At what point did you start talking to Christian, and you have a second son, Carter?
Carter, yeah, he just turned four. Immediately. I think as adults, I mean, one, we've got a couple things going on in our society. One, we've got a generation or generations that have not had the conversation with their kids about money. Mm-hmm. Either not feeling that they're ready for it, or that's really none of your business at this point. So I think with that, that's been a major issue. But when you look at our lives, what's the message that we tell our kids? Pretty much every family tells their kids, go to school, get a great education so that you can get a good job. But no one's ever having a conversation about, okay, I've got the good job, I've got money coming in, but how am I really supposed to use it?
Mm-hmm.
How am I supposed to manage it? Do I get a credit card? Do I not? Should I save up and pay for my education? So I think as early as possible, you know, there's some financial institutions that they have programs for young kids. But you look at, there's a lot that young kids can understand. My 3-year-old, when we came out with the book, he was 2. And as soon as he was able to speak and he saw the images of Christian on the book, he said, I want to be a money smart kid. He may not be able to fully encompass everything that means, but if our kids at 2, 3, 4 years old can watch television or laugh at SpongeBob and retell his jokes and look at Spider-Man and all the other superheroes, why not understand the concepts about finances?
Yeah.
So I say if we're going to introduce our kids to that, to the cartoons and all these other things, let's also talk about money.
So are you working on being part of a school curriculum anywhere here in Kalamazoo, or is that part of the plan?
That is. And if we could talk all day, my master plan, I really see Money Smart Kids as building and growing to become one of the most recognized brands around the world and teaching kids about financial literacy and entrepreneurship. And with that, we will most definitely need to have curriculum that's standardized and in the schools, but not like your traditional curriculum. We've done some really great things over the years with the brand, from the book. We've produced some YouTube videos to educate kids and, you know, real-life interviews with 9-year-olds and 10-year-olds interviewing adults. We've produced a music CD. And so with all of these elements that I feel are creative, we want to take that and actually mold it into curriculum that schools can utilize. I have a good friend of mine, she's a third-grade teacher, and she said, Sammy, take a look at this. And it was 2 pages, literally 2 pages, for her social studies component where they talk about finances. And she's like, this is sad. This is not enough. Yeah. And again, going back to, we're educating kids to pursue their career and to make money, and they're going to be doing that for 70, 80% of their life. Schools need to do a better job with preparing kids financially as well. So, yes, we most definitely are looking to do that. And we had a conversation with Dr. Michael Rice, who's the superintendent for Kalamazoo Public Schools. And he was very excited about what we've done so far. And he really gave me an opportunity to challenge me and said, you know, if you can put together curriculum, we certainly love to see the impact that Money Smart Kids could have in within KCS.
So it sounds like the book is actually the tip of an iceberg. There, you mentioned YouTube, You have some clothing, other items, or and do you have workshops, programs, fundraisers that go with the book?
We sure do. So really a comprehensive approach. You know, we had a great opportunity last fall to go into Walgreens. So we have lunch bags, water bottles, T-shirts, hoodies. Like on one of our hoodies, it says, "I run my own." And with that, we wanted it to be a great conversation starter for kids now to relate to, yeah, I can run my own business. And nice. When we're doing workshops, we don't just touch on financial literacy, but we say, you know, even at this age, you guys can start your own business. You know, you don't have to wait till you become an adult to earn money. What can you do today? And that was one of the things that Layla said, I can walk dogs and get paid for it today. So at 9 years old, she did that. And so, you know, for me, when I look at what we've created has been great. You know, of course, we want more, you know, viability and sustainability with that. And one of those such efforts is our fundraising program that we've recently launched, where now we can become a great solution for schools, community organizations, nonprofits. They can partner with us, and we have a line of products that they can sell, and we help that organization raise funds. And in addition, these kids are getting hands-on entrepreneurship experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, you know, we want to do anything and everything possible that is going to help inspire kids and make the education about finances and entrepreneurship relevant. So I'm not just learning it, but I'm able to do it today.
Yeah, yeah. So what does Christian think about all of this? Say in the book, he's about 2 years younger. Today he's how old?
He's now 7 years old.
Okay. And what's he think about all of this? How is he taking in the fame of being in a book? And is he thinking about a business of his own?
You know, Christian, my son, and I just thank God for him. I mean, he is very creative. He carries a notebook with him for probably the past 2.5 years. Everywhere he goes, he has a notebook and a pen or pencil, and he's always writing or journaling. And we just talked last night, the article came out, and I thank you for that.
In Second Wave, yeah. Southwest Michigan Second Wave did an article about you.
Mm-hmm. And we sat down together, and Christian was able to be a part of that experience. And I read to him the article, and he says, "Daddy, this is what I want to do." And he just had a smile and grin on his face when he saw the pictures. He said, "I want to write stories about superheroes, and I want to sell people my stories. And I'm going to buy a big table when people can come up and buy them. And then I'll take that money to buy more material." 7 years old.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah.
And I look at that and I was like, this is amazing where he's not only seen my journey of entrepreneurship and just pursuing my career in general. He's seen it. He's read the book. He's now aware. Mm-hmm. And now my job as a parent, you know, I can't turn his curiosity off.
Right.
And that's one of the things that I talk about. Our job as adults is spark the curiosity of young people, and it's really not much more work that we need to do. Once a child is curious, they're going to not even go to bed. They're going to be online researching. I want to be a computer programmer. I want to be this, or I want to be an actor, or whatever it is. Sparking the curiosity, that's the role of every parent in the school system. And now with Christian knowing what he wants to do, I can help support him in his search to learn more. Okay, son, you want to be a writer? Let's go talk to other writers. Let's watch some videos about writing. Now, when you're in school, you really need to pay attention more so you can become a better writer. And I think a lot of kids, if they don't have a dream, school is not relevant.
Yeah.
And I feel
true.
Money Smart Kids is helping to show careers, show the money. If you want to be a bus driver, be a bus driver. Be the best bus driver you can be. But now let's show you how to manage your money, and you can still get the house and the car and the lifestyle that you may want to have.
Yeah.
Instead of chasing what I see on TV. I want to be an actor because they make a lot of money. No.
Yeah. So it sounds to me like Christian is going to be the one to write at least some of this series in the future, eh?
Yeah, I think so. I can't get away from it. He's going to have to be a part. And I'm very excited,
yeah,
you know, to walk this journey where my dream has really been a part of his dream, and we can work together to inspire kids everywhere.
And as we mentioned earlier, you advise adults too. This is part of your business, but you work with adults. And I'm wondering, with the economy, the ups and the downs that we've seen over the past few years, how has this or has it affected your financial advice, both with adults and the kids? Has it changed anything at all?
What's changed about it is, you know, I could talk all day about stocks and devaluating companies and PE ratios and market valuations. I mean, and that, all that stuff, the most people, it goes right over their head. And to be honest with you, managing your finances and pursuing your dreams is simple. The same approach that I take with kids, when I'm sitting down with adults, and I've worked with individuals that have millions, and those are just getting started, the first conversation I have is, what is your dream? Where do you want to be? What are your goals?
Yeah.
And it's actually one of the toughest conversations to have because very few of us stop, take a time out in our life and think about, what do I really want to accomplish? Instead of just saying, I want to pay off debt, why do you want to pay off debt? What are you going to do? Because if you haven't identified the what and the why, then actually doing what's necessary when an advisor tells you to do it or recommends you to do it, you're not going to stick with it.
So it's, you know, not money for the sake of money, but money for the sake of a dream.
Pursuing your dream, exactly. I'm glad you said that. You know, my experience over the years has really brought me into kind of changing the way that we think about money and simply seeing it as a tool to reach your dreams and just that. Instead of chasing money for stuff, when we really think about it, if we really stopped and thought about all the stuff we've accumulated or we had in our life, most people say, you know, really, it was worth it. I didn't need that. I didn't need a house that big. I didn't need this big car. I'm happy with simpler things.
So, Stanley, where can people get this book? Where can they learn more about what you offer, both Money Smart Kids and your financial services?
Most definitely. They can certainly visit us online. The company that I created, we are a low-profit limited liability corporation, and it's a hybrid of a for-profit and low-profit. But I wanted to maintain control. I didn't want to do a nonprofit. But we provide one-on-one financial coaching for adults. We have different packages available for that. We also have a workplace financial wellness program where we can go on-site to companies and work with employees and in group sessions, educating on budgeting, debt elimination, credit management, investments, estate planning, so pretty wide array there. And as far as our children's resources, so currently we have our book, Christian and Daddy, Full Shopping, which is available on Amazon.com, as well as our music CD, which is Money Smart Kids Music Volume 1, which that's a pretty fun music CD. We didn't want to do nothing against Wheels on the Bus Go Round and Round, but ours is a little bit more upbeat and certainly some kids and peers to jam along to.
All right. Well, it sounds like a wonderful effort all around. Thank you for talking with us today at WMUK. Stanley, we appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much for having me, and you have a fantastic weekend as well.